Norquist advocacy group, Americans for Tax Reform, is best known for the Taxpayer Protection Pledge, which has been signed by a majority of Republicans nationwide. Those who signed the pledge promise never to increase taxes. However, Norquist commented his advocacy group lobbies for limited government on a diverse platform of issues.
So we've helped to create structures that focus on those things, whereas ATR focuses on taxes and overall size of government. But deregulating, not regulating the internet, telecommunications, is its own sort of key project line.
Norquist did comment on taxes. He highlighted the libertarian Leave Me Alone coalition within the Republican Party. Norquist pointed to a population shift away from states with high taxes as proof that the tax pledge resonates with voters. Norquist says if the Republican Party wins the presidency and the majority in Congress, it will scale down the federal government and save money.
States, if the Republicans get control of everything, they're going to do the Ryan plan, which is for welfare. It takes what Clinton did on welfare and expands it not from just to aid to families of dependent children, but to food stamps and Medicaid and other means-tested programs. There are 200 in the federal government. And block grants them to the states and fixes them with an inflation adjustment, and then states can run them themselves. That saved both a lot of money for the federal and state governments when it was done to aid families dependent children. A lot of people got out of dependency, and it was the singular success of the Clinton administration.
Norquist also spoke on American foreign policy. He said if foreign policy doesn't affect the domestic interests of the core Republican voters, then the president is given complete leeway. Mohammed Mustafa, an Egyptian journalist invited to attend both national conventions at the behest of the State Department, was denied access to the RNC. He said Egyptians are worried the Republican Party will ignore foreign policy. Mustafa said that worry is now a reality.
We had an impression that Mitt Romney is weaker than Obama in foreign policy. Okay? So, but we have to get an evidence, after we come. And this was the evidence. Okay? You invited us to attend such convention, and the program name is Political Party Convention. And we came, we have just come from Iowa. We went to Washington, Iowa, and then here to attend. After we came, they said, we couldn't arrange such attending to the conference. Okay? But when we called, we thought that it will be done again with us when we go to Charlotte with the Democrats. But we called, our colleagues called them, and they confirmed that everything will be okay and we will attend.
For WMNF News, I'm Samuel Johnson in St. Petersburg.